The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. You love to play, you play to win, you bet. Bet Parks, Ali Trope Parks, James Seltzer with you. Hey, buddy, looking good today.
Well, so I had a decision I had to make today.
Oh, look at this. So that's
you ready for this?
Yeah,
Tucker, feel free to chime in. So my wife's mother is staying with us right now. Went out to dinner last night.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law. For some reason, mother-in-law sounds not as personal to me. I feel like whenever people say mother.
You just want to call her mom?
No, I feel like just my wife's mom.
But, hold on. You think mother-in-law sounds less personal than my wife's mom?
Yes. I feel like mother-in-law is normally like, oh, my mother-in-law.
I get it.
That's, you know, like, I feel like there's a lot of sentences that have mother-in-law that don't end well. So I feel like my wife's mom sounds a little more like personal.
Softer.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
So.
Well, you could say her name. She's a person, but
nobody. But no one knows. It'd be weird if I was like, Jerry's staying with me. So we went out to dinner last night. Mm-hmm. Went to Zahav, by the way.
Oh, how was
Fire.
It?
Fire. Yeah. Really, really good. Yeah. Really good.
Right.
And so anyway, that's unrelated to the story. But this morning, getting ready to go, doing my normal get ready routine. And as you know, I put on like my eye patches in the morning, right?
Sadly, I do know that.
So I keep them in the fridge so they're nice and cool. Uh-huh. So she's sitting on the first floor, like, I don't know, drinking coffee, doing whatever. So I had a decision to make. Like, So I put the eye patches on in front of my wife's mom and look, you know, probably not great or just leave. And I just left. I couldn't do it. Like I had them in my hand in the fridge and I'm just like, ooh, and I put them back.
Well, to be fair, I don't think I would put them on in front of anybody.
Well, I'm so, okay. You know, I wear them like out in the car as I drive. I basically walk them like on the street
so
with
them.
So
then why wouldn't you put them on in front of your mother-in-law? If you
don't know. Like, I just feel like there's another level of like this guy.
That's come on. Weird.
This is my wife's husband.
I agree. But you wear it out and about.
Well, like,
with people can see you.
It was funny. So yesterday she was like, using the second floor shower and she came out and she said like the diverger something or other is broken. I don't even know what it was.
Mm-mm.
And she goes, I'm sure Kristen's dad can fix it. And I was like, that's fair. That's fair.
It's fair. Tough, but fair.
Yeah. Tough, but fair.
Yeah.
Tough love, but very true. And I was like, yeah,
I
certainly don't even know what you're talking about.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
A diverger or something or other. It's like the little thing
don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Right, so nice. That's been my last 24 hours.
So yeah, very, very feeling very manly today.
Yes. Always. always. No eye patches.
Yeah. Morning. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, how you doing?
You know, a lot less to talk about than last week.
It's funny. I was going
to
say that. Like, it last week we were planning to record on Thursday and said we record on Tuesday. You know, it's just so much going.
Team was falling apart.
Tumults everywhere. And now it's like, we're good.
Yeah.
Hey, they're great. For those watching the YouTube, Tucker came up with the title for the YouTube today, and it was "How Great Are the Eagles?" Really freaking great.
I mean,
that's all we can say.
I really think the only thing stopping them from winning a Super Bowl, in my opinion, is Josh Allen. Like, that's my only concern.
That's a good take.
Like, I'm not concerned about the Bills.
I think they're winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I do too. Really do. Like, if I had to pick today, I would pick them.
I believe in this football team. I think they're the best team in the NFL, top to bottom. And you're right. Josh Allen just superhero.
Yeah, that's the only thing that scares me. I was thinking about this in the shower this morning. Like, there is...
Mahomes doesn't scare you?
For some reason this year... Like,
I know they don't seem that good.
Yeah.
They're the only one lost team. And it's like the Eagles last year. They feel like the Eagles last year without the collapse.
Right. But no, it's a good point. But I didn't even consider Mahomes. No, you're right. Yeah,
it's fair to throw Mahomes in there
too. Also, playing them again, I think playing the Chiefs again would be a positive for the Eagles. Like, I would rather play the Chiefs than the Bills. Well,
I would too, actually.
That's actually
I agree with you, but that's crazy, it seems like. That's crazy.
There's just something
Patrick
about Josh
Mahomes
Allen.
In the Super Bowl. I'd rather play him than anyone seems silly.
Right. So when we talked about the Saquon with the MVP thing, my whole argument was like, he's the story of the year. Right?
And now it's Josh
Allen. Like, I'm a little worried this is like Josh Allen's year. You know?
I mean, the last 2 weeks, he has played quarterback.
He's been unbelievable.
As well as anyone I've ever seen play. Over a 2 week stretch, he has had the best 2 weeks we've ever seen. Certainly, statistically, he's had the best 2 weeks of quarterbacks ever had.
Yeah. I mean,
think about that.
Well, it was perfect in like the...
He's got like a 12 total touchdown.
I know. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I do think the Lions, outside of the injuries, it just feels like they're...
Feels like they're on the down.
They're sputtering.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you could say outside of the injuries. I think the injuries are a big reason
why that's what I mean. But I think that's...
I think they've reached that critical mass. Like, it's like... And hey, I'm just going to say it. Tough training camps. Just throwing that out there.
Your boy.
Yeah, well, he's
never been a Dan Campbell guy.
Great coach.
Yeah.
Great coach. But yeah, it does feel like... It feels like Detroit has hit their high watermark for the year, and it's on a down. So there's no question. Honestly, I mean, you could convince me that Green Bay is a scarier team to face in the playoffs than Detroit. I still would rather face Green Bay, especially because it'll definitely be here. But you could tell me that right now on a neutral field, Green Bay might be a better team.
Well, I think the way I would put it is maybe I would almost feel more confident about winning in Detroit than I would beating Green Bay.
That's what kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
It's close, at least.
I'd
rather play
like
home
55,
against
45.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it's funny. Now we get to the point where we're talking about who they could play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still am not afraid of the Vikings, but
I'm not either, but like, we probably should be a little bit, at least afraid. I don't think we should be afraid of the Vikings. I think we should be aware.
So
does that make sense?
Yes, I agree. Now it's funny. I've all my postseason stuff planned for travel.
Oh,
I haven't even considered
ready.
I haven't even considered Minnesota.
We're going to get into the Washington game. Interesting potential to play that team three times, talking about playing teams again. I want to get into that.
Now, I actually have a point that we didn't talk about pre-show, but I feel like fits here.
Okay. But real quick, just on before we move off the one seed, where are you at today? We all know the incantations. We know what has to happen.
Right.
As of today, do you think the Eagles will be the one seed?
So if I had to bet everything I own, I would bet no.
Me too. That's where I'm at. They certainly could.
But
the idea that both Detroit and Minnesota will lose essentially. I mean, Detroit will have to lose two.
Detroit needs to lose one.
But my point being,
since they play each other
in that last game, they both have to lose one. Or Detroit has to lose one prior to that last game for that game to matter for Minnesota.
Correct, yes.
You know, Detroit has to lose one of their next two
Chicago
to make that
and San
matter.
Francisco, yeah.
So it feels like too much.
So we'll talk about this with the Bet Parks pod, but I don't know what the line is, and obviously don't tell me if you've seen it.
I'm
a little in on the Bears winning outright this week.
I'm pretty sure it's a solid line.
Yeah, I would imagine. But the Lions first game post all these injuries.
I just think the Bears are cooked.
I agree. Trust me. I think the Bears are cooked. But it's a second divisional game.
To get them going.
It's a second divisional game.
They did play them tight last time.
It's outside in the cold. They haven't played outside in the cold a lot.
That was Thanksgiving, the Bears game where
it was tight. Well, they could have won it if not. Yes. And that was in Detroit.
That was when Eberflus fired that day.
Yeah, you're right. So I'm a little in on that. And then San Francisco is a weird team. They're obviously out of it and it doesn't matter. But they are a team that I think on any given day could play
if they want to show some pride.
Right, they might quit. Yeah. But no, I think there's I think that another likely chance is the Eagles are the 2 seed, but still host the championship game.
Well, absolutely possible.
Where
that's something we don't
Green
talk about
Bay
at
or
all,
Minnesota
yeah,
go and
totally,
yeah.
totally. Like I again, like if Green Bay goes to Detroit in that second round, like I will probably pick Green Bay. It'll depend where we're at that team. But if the game were today, if it were a playoff game today, Green Bay in Detroit, I would pick Green Bay. To
Here's
win.
One. Would you rather face Minnesota or Tampa Bay?
So I get it. The right. Tampa Bay thing is...
It's an Eagle-specific thing. Why you think about it, let me give you...
I'd rather face Tampa Bay, but I know that's not a... I think a lot of people would rather face Minnesota. Right. I think Tampa Bay, with the injuries they've had, with just the overall talent of the team, and the fact that that game would be here.
It'd be here.
Which is very
Minnesota.
Different from the 3 games that we get so upset about and worry about. They're all down there.
That's a good point.
So
that is a good point.
And that, and obviously the last one, I think, really played a role.
Right.
Plus, you lost to them this year. You've got that kind of chip on the shoulder
and you got
of
demolished.
It all. So, yeah,
you saw almost nothing.
It's the
didn't
only
have Devontae.
Bad game
yeah.
Eagles have played all year. Like,
yeah.
the only
it's the only legitimate loss they
it's
have.
It's the only real loss. Yeah, yeah. They could have won them. We all know. Yep. Saquon. So funny it's Saquon, too. Like,
I know.
Of all the people to cause them
that's
going to
cost them the one.
I know. Yeah. Literally. Yeah, exactly.
Now, Jalen threw the interception. But yes,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I think I'd still rather play Tampa than Minnesota, but I get it. I definitely feel the Bowls hurts. I definitely get the fear of Tampa. And Baker's playing great. Right?
My concern with Tampa would be, I think they would walk in here feeling very confident. And I don't blame Jalen. I'm not like saying it as a weakness.
You think he would just feel?
I just wonder how he would feel going into that game. And like, we all know, we can talk about all these different things. And look, the defense is awesome and all that. They're going to go as far as Jalen takes. 100%. That's just the reality of. So this is my next point where I wanted to get before we got into the stuff we talked about. Like, so obviously Josh Allen's going to win MVP. It is what it is. Like, Josh Allen is going to win MVP. But if it's Josh Allen, then Saquon, like, what's the argument for Jalen not being 3? If they're going to end up either the 1 seed or
I think the argument is that they're on the same team. It's that how could you have 2 guys who are the most valuable player?
I get that, but like, they're going to be 15-2. We agree it's a quarterback award. Jalen's stats are going to end up being like pretty good. And I just think that I don't think Jalen deserves MVP, but like he clearly belongs in the top six, five.
Conversation.
Yeah, we talked about this a few weeks ago.
His numbers just aren't going to compare to Lamar's. Lamar will be ahead of him. Like it just is what it is in that case. And
but if it's a quarterback award that's tied to wins, I don't see how.
Because it's Saquon. Again, you know, like, I mean, you could argue Derrick Henry with Lamar, but Lamar's way ahead of him. Like, I just, it's because of Saquon. I agree with you holistically, but that's why. The reason is Saquon.
So like I think
he's still up there. Like he's not.
I think he's probably top 6 or 5 or something like that.
Yeah.
But it does. But to me, the odds. I think he belongs in the conversation. Like I don't think he's in the conversation. If that makes sense. Like I think he's in the odds. But when I don't know why I said it that way.
Odds.
But yeah, I don't know why that came out that way. But I don't think
wicked smart.
Wait. That was good. That was a good one. Thank you. I wish I could do a good Boston accent.
I can only say like phrases like that. Speak in sentences, I'm screwed.
I'm not good at like impressions. I get too nervous.
Like we've talked about this before. I'm good at doing like a word or phrase, but then when I actually have to talk in the voice, I lose it completely.
I just know it's going to sound bad.
I'm
so
good
I,
at like mimicking something I hear. Like if I hear a phrase or whatever, I can kind of repeat it similar in a voice.
Although I will say, and I will never, ever do this in public around anybody.
Ooh,
I do.
What impression do you do great? Tell me.
The Penguin from the HBO Max show this year. I do it so good, it's awkward.
Yeah, I don't have that many that I could do off the top that are just like, are you doing okay, Kermit the Frog?
Yeah,
kind of sounds a little bit like Kermit. You know,
A little.
Mickey Mouse? Ha-ha! I'm Mickey Mouse!
All right.
How you doing?
That was decent. Thank you. I'm not doing the Penguin, but I do it so good. Okay. But anyway. Back to the MVP stuff. Back to the MVP stuff. So I think Jalen belongs in. But also, there was some tweeting about this week. Spike tweeted it. Like, where's Sirianni in the coach of the year discussion?
Dude, it's outrageous. He's like, dude, he's got like 10 people in front of him.
It's crazy.
It is. And it's obviously because of the whole, like, you know, the image that Nick has.
Right. And also, like, what does he do? Like,
but, like, this is nonsensical. Like, I think he should win coach of the year. If you want to tell me that Kevin O'Connell should be...
I think it's him or Tomlin.
And O'Connell. I think you got to put
O'Connell. No, I'm saying O'Connell.
I think O'Connell probably should win the award. When you really think about it.
I agree.
But Sirianni should be top 2 or 3. Like,
yes.
He should be right there. Like, Dan Campbell's out of him. Why is Dan Campbell out of him? They went to the NFC Championship game last year. Nick Sirianni started the year on the freaking hot seat.
Yep.
Like, they were 2-2 and the season was falling apart. Like, Sirianni has done so much more this year, I feel like, than what Campbell's had to do.
Well, so here's, I think this is
injuries. Campbell's had to battle injuries and all, you could say that.
Yes, and they have had injuries.
And Dinkel's done a good job. I think he should be top five. I'm just saying, like, why is he one or two and Sirianni's 12th?
I've always been a Dan Campbell guy. Yeah. But so my friend Chris was, I was texting him. I thought he made the,
Chris getting a lot of shout outs on the show lately.
He makes a lot of good Eagles points.
I think Chris is really smart.
Yeah, like, he's very smart.
I'm just saying,
yeah,
you've been going to Chris a lot lately.
Well, we talk Eagles all the time.
Yeah, I like it.
So the whole thing with the Nick thing.
I'm going to shout out more friends.
Yeah, I think it's a nice thing.
I don't do it enough.
Look, there's definitely times where I'm talking to friends and they make a point and I just take it. Like, that's fine. I think that's fair game. Like, if you're, you know, but I think sometimes it deserves a shout out. Like Drew. We'll shout Drew out.
Oh,
right?
Of course.
So anyway, the argument against Nick is often, well, he's supposed to win, right? Like that's why, like,
it's the he has the best roster.
Yes. But like, if you look at, if you, what is happening over here? But if
we're all right though, right? We're still in the air.
If you look at the expected win loss, right? He overperformed by, I think, 3 or 4 games in 2021. He overperformed by 4 games in 2022, and he'll overperform again by like
4 or 5 games.
Yeah, by 4 games. This.
What were they? 9.5 or 10?
It was 10.5. They'll probably end up with 14 or 15.
Yeah.
So we can all sit here and say prior to the season, well, they were supposed to be this good. Nobody thought that. Nobody was betting that, right? I know that the over-unders are not normally 13.5. Like, I get that. But the expectations going into this year were not to be 15-2.
Like, no, like, I had them, they I have, had them 12-5.
And I had them 10-6.
Yeah, I put 10-7. I felt I was on the high end at 12-5.
Yes.
Like, there were a couple people above, but I felt like 12-5 was about the high end of the vast majority of predictions.
And he has overperformed. And he did it after a rocky start. Like,
no doubt. And a rocky end. An end and a start. Like, the end,
yeah,
of,
the end
last
of last
season,
year, right?
And a
yeah.
start of this
For
season.
Sure.
Like, that's the point to me that really, like, when you just look at what this guy has had to go through, to, like, whatever.
Well,
I think it is. Honestly, it's offensive how far back he is.
I agree. And this is the part of the 21-play drive I don't think has been brought up enough. So, like, to run a 21-play drive, obviously you have to have a great offensive line. And, like, think of how well you have to be operating as a team to do 21 plays without, you know, a penalty that kills the drive, like a missed block that kills a play. I mean, the execution on that drive is insane. Like, it honestly reminds me of, and this is maybe a bit hyperbolic, but like the Philly special, when we talk about
that. Yeah, you always say.
I always say
yeah.
just the fact that it operated that well. Like, everyone ran their part of that play
well,
to
especially
perfection.
When you hear now that they only repped it like twice.
Yes,
and
right.
Like, wow, you guys are really like locked.
Right.
In. Yeah.
So the fact that they were able to do 21 plays just shows they are like a well-oiled machine.
They are.
Right
that, they're a well on both sides of the ball too. Though. You're just talking about 21-play drive, but that's what you talk about with the deep ends too. And obviously Vic deserves a ton of credit for it. But Nick's the freaking head coach. Nick oversees everything.
But like, when we talk about what makes the Eagles like a great team and special, I don't think, like, obviously it's talent.
I think Nick should be mentioned.
Yes, but I think the reason, like, I think when we talk about the Dolphins or the Rams or the Niners, whoever, it's always like, oh, the scheme. Like, you know.
Oh, well, who would have thunk a leader of men?
Right. Well, that's what I've always said.
I know.
But I think with the Eagles, it's
might
like.
Be my biggest win in the history of the podcast.
It might be. Yeah, it might be. But if we talk about like the defense and the offense too, but the defense especially. Like, the defense is great because they're, like, in the right place and they tackle well. Like, it's not that complicated why the defense is great.
And they've got some talent.
No, like, they do. But...
Like, Quinion and Carter are elite talents.
But to be fair, they only have, I think, 2 players on the defense have made the Pro Bowl, right?
Going in. Yeah, I mean, this year there'll be more.
There'll be
Zach
more.
Vaughn will be a Pro Bowler. Quinion
and look,
and
in 2 Dan. Years from now, we could look at this defense and
like,
be like,
might, yeah.
you know, Nolan's a top 10 edge.
Yeah.
Zach, like, whatever.
Yeah, you could Kobe's go, a top 10
yeah,
linebacker.
Yeah, Cooper and Quinion are both top 10. Like, but right now... I think they're great because they do the basic stuff.
And the
really
attitude.
Well.
I think it's
that too. I agree.
They're super well coached. They're where they're supposed to be. They tackle well and they have an attitude. They have a toughness. They have they believe that they are going to stop you. And that does matter.
Well, I also think this team plays with such a chip on their shoulder.
Totally. I said this on the air. So today, our topic for the show today was what is something that makes you think the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl? And my answer was the attitude, the edge, the fact that this team last week created their own turmoil and then breathed past it and used stuff that they said to do us against the world. They did it and still used it as motivation against everyone else. Like, that's special stuff. That's like the Jordan stuff. That's like, I took that personally. Like, that's like, I have an edge, man.
I agree. So we haven't talked about this on the pod since the post game, and I didn't think about it then. But like, I think to that question, like, why do I think the Eagles could win the Super Bowl? Like, I think in 2017, they were a special team. Like, that was a special year, right? Like, obviously they were talented, but like their defense, the corners weren't that great. Nick was a backup quarterback. They had backup offensive linemen. Like,
it was magic.
Yeah, it was magic. Yes, maybe magic's a better word. In 2017, they were magical. In 2022, they were just really good. They were just like a very good team. But I think now we can look back at that and go, well, it was an enjoyable year. Like, I don't know if that was like a special team. They were just great. Like, they were just better than almost everyone else. I think this year, they're both, but they're also angry. And I don't think either of those last two teams walked around with a chip on them.
Well, I think 2017 did, but it was part of the magical thing was the underdog mass. It was the whole like...
But that was like the final three
right,
games.
Right, but that was a chip on their... That's how... like we all we got, we all we need, us against the world. That was a huge motivating thing for them. But I agree, this is more a longer stretch.
And I also think that was different. Like, this is anger. Like Nick is like... Nick Sirianni is like mad people don't respect him. Jalen's mad people don't respect him. The team is mad that
it's
like
motivation.
Exactly. Right. Motivation. Right. But yeah. I think there's just like a, when I'm around them, I just get a sense of like, they are on a war path against everybody that doubted them. And I, well, we started this talking about it. Like, I think it ends with them winning the Super Bowl. Like, yeah, I think they are on, and AJ put it this way, like, we lost in 2022. We didn't get there in 2023. We're not letting it happen in 2022.
Well, and look, I mean, this is what I said to you in 2022, both before and after the game. I was like, these opportunities don't come along often.
Yeah.
And you got to take advantage of them. When you have a team this great, you have to finish the job. Same thing now.
Like, yeah.
Same thing. Like, this is, you know, we know in Philadelphia, we don't get, this doesn't happen that often. And who knows? Maybe there's a group that's going to start on time. That's what we hoped in 22. This could be the start of something. Who knows?
But both times we've thought that it hasn't happened.
Exactly.
2018
in our lifetimes, it's never happened. Like, this is a special group that has a real chance. They have to capitalize. Like, they have to win.
Well, that's why I said a few weeks ago, I think they have to win it. But if you look, 04, 05 was a disaster. 17, 18 was a disaster. 2022, 23 was a disaster. So we can definitely point to the differences and the young roster and all that. But like, man, like, they are clicking on all cylinders. They're playing awesome. To answer Tucker's question, they're great. And like, this
very great.
Very great.
How great? Yes, very.
Very would be
really
the word.
Great.
That'd be the adjective.
Super
I would
great.
Pick.
I like super great. Super great.
What'd you say?
Why great? How great? Why great?
Yeah.
I don't get it. No.
No.
Why great?
Who, what, where, when?
Why? Oh, yeah. That's a weird reference.
It was.
Yeah.
At first, I thought he was going with an XY joke, like an algebra type joke. It wasn't that.
Nope.
I thought he was asking a question. Why great? But anyway, they're great. That's the answer. To answer everyone that clicked on the pod to find our answer out, they're great. Like, so you got to take advantage of it because next year is not promised. And, you know, we last point on the playoff thing. It's kind of setting up for him, too. Like, Detroit's falling apart.
Oh, totally. Now, I will say
the Packers are maybe the great team.
It is setting up for them in one way, but it also is the fact that they could go 15-2 and not get a bye.
Oh, no, yeah, I agree with that. That's bad luck.
The other way around.
Yes,
so
yes.
I think it goes both ways in that.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I agree with you. I think as the season has gone on, it's looking more and more like it's the Eagles conference.
Yes. Well, I saw some yesterday that I think it was Pro Football Focus ran like whatever simulations. And the Eagles had the highest percentage of winning the NFC. And I think that's fair.
I think they should.
The odds are not there, though, unless they've changed in the past.
Barely.
24 hours.
Well, so what's funny is the Super Bowl odds aren't, but the NFC odds are. So
the NFC odds, I think they're like tied with
Detroit. They're the same.
Yeah, that's okay, right.
Detroit is a slightly better favorite to win the Super Bowl. Like, I think it's like 430 to 450 or something.
Right.
But they're the same to win the NFC, which is
very weird.
Sure.
Yeah.
Makes sense. All right. I want to get to the Washington part of it. I want to get to the Saquon part of it. But, I mean, come on. What are we doing?
And we did it again.
I mean, we did it.
We did it again.
Oops. We won another parlay.
Oops.
Like,
oops.
We won another parlay. Like, yeah. It's all we do.
Silly us.
It's like 10 of us. We've like 10 or 11 parlays. It's...
In all seriousness, I know you're exaggerating. I legit think we've hit 8 or 9 parlays.
No, I think it might be 10. Like, it's right around there. Like, it might be 9. Like, we have won a ton of parlays.
And one of the losses, which is definitely coping, we basically just were like, let's have fun with this.
Yeah, we were like, oh, let's do a 5-team parlay.
In 1 week, we hit 2 of them.
We hit the Thanksgiving
and that one. We should do a Christmas Day parlay.
We should. We should.
I think there's only 2 games.
We have been just locked in.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
And what's crazy is we've won them comfortably.
Yeah. Oh, we also, by the way, went 11-4 this week, both of us.
I saw that, yeah.
Each of us,
11-4. You know, it'd be funny if Stokes was messing with us.
It would be. It was like, oh, yeah, like, you guys.
We're actually like five games under 500.
Guess what, guys?
It's crazy. We're at 60%.
So for the season, Elliot is 122-80. That is
it's 60%. Insane.
I am 124-78. I'm 61%. I mean, that's you,
also
nuts.
You want to talk about how it's bad luck the Eagles are 15-2 and not the one seed? Like, I'm 45 games over 500, and I'm still two games back of you. I was like three games under last year. I'm like, having like the season of my life.
Both of us are by far. Like, we've never.
They should write a story about
this. It should be national news. It's not. But whatever.
You should bring this up on the air.
I should. Yeah. I should. Joe and John make their little picks every week. They're like 15-14.
Right.
Like,
it's crazy,
okay, guys.
Yeah.
And they get to pick, cherry pick. Oh, my three favorite games. We pick every.
To pick everyone. Yeah. Yep.
No big deal. So here's the point we're trying to make. Join us. Win some freaking money. We used to joke like,
it's fun. Like now, like seriously.
Now, like win money. Yeah. Win money plus. I mean, listen to this list. Mike Quick, Seth Joyner, Jody Mack, Mark Zumoff, Rob Ellis, Joe Conklin, and us, the Bet Parks lineup. Be a part of that. Listen to that greatness and us. Be a part of that. It's the official sports book of the Go Birds Pod. It's the only one we use, the only one we recommend. The Go Bird, the official Bet Parks sports book online casino app is the best out there every weekend. Listen to this deal plus. In addition to just winning on our parlays, Bet Parks presents the double the spread option every Friday. Just check on the site Friday afternoon. You'll find out which game it is. For example, if Philadelphia is a 3-point underdog in a game, bang, they're a 6-point line. You get double the spread, whatever it is.
Okay,
it is such
underdog.
A great opportunity. Underdog. Yeah, you're not going to double the favorite.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about
that. Yeah, it's always going to be the underdog there. But you're getting extra points. It is such a great deal. Check out the site for it. Plus, you get more than the score, bet rushing yards, passing yards, player touchdowns, and so much more. Join us on the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app right now. Plus, in addition to that, you can play online, play casino games right in your hand. Like, no big deal. Blackjack, craps, roulette, baccarat. Nailed it. Favorite TV show slot games like Breaking Bad, Peaky Blinders, and so much more. You enjoy all the action and excitement of a casino right at your fingertips. Here's a great deal. Listen to this, new users. Download the Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app and you get up to $1,000. Yes, $1,000 in casino bonus back if you're down in the first 24 hours. You must be 21 in Pennsylvania, Michigan, New Jersey, Maryland, or Ohio. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So, speaking of TV shows, I was watching a Christmas movie this week.
Shocked.
Yeah. And I was thinking,
have you watched Set It Up yet? No.
Oh, you know what's so funny about that? I legitimately want to watch it. I'm not even just saying it. Like sometimes you say these old movies. And I'm like,
know,
oh, yeah, I'll
I
watch
know.
It.
I know
right.
You
this
yeah.
one I have legitimate interest in. I just keep forgetting, honestly. But I was thinking it's funny how like I always get on you about rewatching old movies a bajillion times.
Uh-huh.
I've probably watched Home Alone.
I'm sure
I've watched it twice this year in the last 2 weeks.
So we're going to watch it with Zoe for the first time soon. I can't.
Oh, you know what you should.
Well, I think it's the best Christmas movie other than Die Hard. You know that.
Well, yeah. We don't want to get that. Yeah. But like, you know, the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. I don't know if you want to show her because like there's kind of a Santa real or not thing. But
not
it's a great movie.
I'm not a big Tim Allen guy.
That's fine.
He's fine.
I'm not a huge Tim Allen guy.
It's a great movie.
It is. I think it's a top seven Christmas movie.
So Die Hard 1.
I know. But
Home Alone 2, Christmas Vacation 3. Everything else is below that as far as
I'm concerned. So I do agree Home Alone and Christmas Vacation are on a tier.
They're
with Love Actually in The Holiday. But yeah, like
they're not as good. They're a step below.
They're
like Love Actually step below.
The Santa Claus is really good though.
Okay.
It's very underrated. All right. Also, like the stepdad in that, bro. It's like the whole thing, he's like, he's six. He shouldn't. Well, maybe we should stop.
We should stop.
Yeah.
People listen.
Yeah. I mean,
it's probably edit out that one part that he said before about Santa too.
Well, I didn't say anything.
Do you think children listen to this podcast?
Well, people listen to it in the car.
Kids. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I didn't say anything about Santa. Santa's real. I didn't say anything about what did I say in the past?
You said there's a little, is Santa real or
not?
Yeah,
you said that.
Well, look, I think it's a fair question. People have been debating it for years. We know what side it's on.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'll put a disclaimer in the description.
I like this.
You should put like a little musical jingle with it.
I like this. Yeah. By the way.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Yeah. By the way, did you know that when a nation go out to my house to check the windows of my house? They made the process. I mean, it really was amazing. Bill, our guy, came out, helped out. It's getting cold, man, and windows are important when it's cold.
Smart move. My parents are currently getting their windows fixed by
Windows. Oh, I love it. Shout out.
They're replacing their old drafty windows, and I told them, I said, Mom, Dad, Kristen's mom, we will help cut out those energy bills.
My wife's mom.
My wife's mom, yes. That getting new windows will help cut down those energy bills and keep your house warm.
Which is huge. And with Window Nation's end of year sale, the price is right. It's always right with Window Nation's absurd sales. You can get up to 50% off. 50% off! Plus another 10% on top of that. That would be 60%. Elliot, you can't beat it.
So 50% plus 10% just sounds like more than 60%.
It does.
It sounds like a better deal.
Now, then you get into math type stuff and it's like percent of this and that.
Right.
60%. That's all you need.
Yeah. So don't forget the financing, and we never do. It's literally our favorite part of the deal. You can get zero interest for 6 years, which probably speaks to how we spend our money, but that makes it super affordable.
Unbelievably affordable. Yeah. Not just that, the schedule is so easy too, to set the estimate. Just quick call, bang.
If you're thinking about new windows, now is the time. Window Nation's got top quality windows. Give you the gift of windows this holiday season.
So get winter ready with Window Nation. Sale ends December 31st. So call 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION. Or visit windownation.com today. Tell them what Bert's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was watching Home Alone.
Home Alone is phenomenal.
It is. Do you like one or two better?
I think I've said this to you before. Like, I think Home Alone is actually like a great movie. Like, forgetting the Christmas part. Like, Home Alone is a great movie. John Hughes.
Sure.
Wrote it. Directed by Chris Columbus. Is, but stop it.
John, is he one of the actors?
You don't know
in
who
it?
John Hughes is?
I feel like we've actually had this talk. Oh, yes, he writes movies.
I've got a final thought on him. I think my final thought was he's written the most words that people ever. It's Vacation.
Christmas he did Christmas. Vacation. Wait, the same person in Christmas Vacation and Home Alone.
Wrote both.
Wow, talk about it.
He wrote original Vacation. He wrote 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, like all these movies.
You know what's interesting about Christmas Vacation?
I have them on my list. You know what? I could just pull up my final thought from anyway, go ahead. I'm listening.
Christmas Vacation, they're not on vacation.
I know.
They're at home the entire time.
Yeah, it's true.
The entire movie, they're in the house. Just a little fun fact.
It is a fun fact. Look at you. I do
remember your John Hughes final take now that he's like more people have heard his words.
Yes. But just the list of movies. I mean, this is just the top ones. Ferris Bueller, Vacation, Christmas Vacation, European Vacation, Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, Home Alone, Home Alone 2, Mr. Mom, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, World Science, Uncle Buck, Beethoven, plus more.
I mean, I don't want. It's kind of interesting he jumped off before Home Alone 3. I don't blame him, but.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm sure Home Alone, he knew nothing about Home Alone.
We've had to pick one or two.
One is way better than two. You always say this. I just watched.
I think
two
is really good.
Two's fine, but the problem with two is two's the exact same movie, just in New York.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah, so it's like
I think one's probably better. I would agree, but it's not like a disaster of a sequel.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's just not as good as one.
How great is it?
Well, one is elite. Okay. Washington or Saquon? Dealer's choice.
Yeah. So which one? This is the interesting. Oh, I was going to answer that question.
Oh, I was gonna
I think they're kind of a similar question.
Oh, well, we could get,
let's do Saquon.
Okay, so Saquon.
Okay.
Should they slow him down a little bit? Because so I think we're getting that point where three games left.
400 plus yards away.
He needs about 140. I think it's 139.3 yards per game to pass the record. obviously 2,000 stolen table two, and that is a big deal. Only 8 people have ever done that.
Right.
Where are you at on the whole Saquon? Like, do you just pound him in the ground? Do you?
Well, it's more, do you just keep it the same?
Do you keep it the same? And obviously, we all know, we'll get into if that last game matters. But let's just say for the next couple games, like, where are you at with it?
So I remember when we first had this conversation on the pod about if they should go for the record, right? And like what you would do in the final game. I said that the way I viewed it was like there was two devils on my shoulder. One is like, yeah, we know
a devil and a
right.
Angel,
we know the responsible thing to do. And then the other one is like, just go for it. Mm-hmm. So I've definitely started to lean more towards the like, go get the record. I think the record would be
so
awesome.
I have obviously leaned further away.
Well, okay. So yeah, we're going to end up in the same place. But but like, I definitely am not like a who cares about the record guy. Like,
I'm not either. Yeah. It matters. It's a real record.
And I would I like to get it. It would be meaningful. It would be awesome.
Totally. I don't think anyone is like, screw the record.
But here's what has like swayed me pretty firmly into the slowdown segment.
Hey, welcome aboard.
Is watching him from the press box on the sideline, stretch, move around. Like,
you
he's
think
in
he's
the
starting
tent.
To feel it.
Yeah, I think he's starting to feel it. Like,
which would make sense.
Yes, it would make sense. And like, there was that moment where he's on the sideline. He doesn't play in the whole second quarter. And Kenny Gainwell was awesome.
Which is not nothing, by the way.
Which is not nothing.
Yeah.
Where you sit there.
And the way Gainwell's played is not nothing either.
Yes. Where you sit there and you think, like, man, what if, like, he has a back spasm? Like, what if there's something that really, like, impacts him? So if he was, like, 220 yards away with 3 games to go, I would be like, you know what? Like, this is super obtainable. 400-plus yards, like, so this weekend is kind of their last stand. Their last
stand. This game changes the whole and how they approach it. How many yards?
Yeah, like this is a huge game. So if he goes out there and look,
180 or something.
He could put up 160 on like 15 carries. Like, it's not crazy to think. Like, he could have two long runs. Yeah,
he did it in a, he had what, 104 yards on 2 runs in that game.
Yeah,
so 55 game.
And for what's worth, remember against Washington, he had the 2 touchdowns in less than like 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. Or like the total 50 yards or 60 yards, whatever it was. So like, this weekend, I reserve the right to feel differently afterwards if he puts up a huge game. But I'm certainly now in the camp of like, it has to happen organically. Like, I am not chasing it anymore.
So this is where I've always been.
Yeah.
It's always been. And again, it is, to your point, I'm not diminishing the record. It stood for 40 years.
Yeah.
I know how much it matters. I mean, we had Kelsey on, and Kelsey was like, I want the freaking record.
Yeah. I think the offensive lineman really, really wanted
to have the record.
Good point about Stout.
Yeah. He's like, I want Jeff Stoutland to have that record. I think he deserves it. Like, all that stuff. And like, I get it. And former lineman, I get it. And I think they do really care. But like, at the end of the day, this is about winning a Super Bowl. And ultimately, all your decisions, whatever those decisions are in every situation, in every game from here on out, every decision you make has to have, and I know that game by game and all that, I get that. But every decision you have to make has to have the echo in the back of how does this increase or decreases our chances to win the Super Bowl? And that has to be the predominant decision-making factor in every
situation. It would be pretty huge if over the next 3 games, Saquon gets like, I don't know, 42 carries as opposed to like 90.
Dude.
You know, like if Kenny Gainwell can carry them for 3 games, that'd be massive.
I know that Saquon is a freak and he's, you know, not light and he's huge and he's built differently than other. The history, like, go and look at it. The history of a certain number of carries for running backs in a season and what happens after that is bleak.
Yeah.
Like, there's a thing in fantasy football called the curse of 360 that is held up forever, where if a guy has 360 carries in a season, he is trash the next year. And it is like every single time. In some cases, their career is never the same. Michael Turner, never the same. DeMarco Murray, we all remember.
Wow, I forgot about
never
Michael Turner.
The same. Like, a lot of these guys, like, the history of this many carries in a season. And again, Saquon is different and unique and special. And I'm sure, like, not everyone's the same, but the history says, don't let these guys carry the football that much in one season.
Well,
it is like right there for everyone to look
at. And that's another reason, like, you got to get it this year in terms of like the Super Bowl. I mean, like, you're getting
exactly
an all-time Saquon
totally
year.
And you said that a month ago and you're dead right.
Right. But like, I just think it would be so huge for this team. And look, Kenny Gainwell, it's funny. You watch the game and he was awesome. You hear people talk about it, he was awesome. Then you look at his stats and he had like 70 yards.
It's wild.
You know, but he was awesome.
He was
like,
awesome.
He was.
To his credit,
he's been good this year.
All year.
Yeah.
I feel like 90% of the times he touches the ball, something good happens.
I think he is like a below average starting running back. But when it comes to like a backup, I think he is a high end backup.
This season, I think he is. Before, I would have said he was a average, like solid player.
Yeah.
Back. this series faster. This series got more juice. Like, he just looks better.
Well, he's touching it less, which I'm sure
helps. Yeah. Still, like, last year he didn't touch it a ton. Like, he touched it more than this year, but not crazy.
Well, remember, was it last year with it was the whole why they're giving it to Gainwell so much, right? Was it because of Swift? Yeah. Swift's actually been okay in Chicago, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, props to him. But anyway, I definitely think I'm at a point where, like, I wouldn't, like, sit Saquon, but I don't know, man.
You just got to weigh what's most
important. The worst case scenario is you keep it going the same, because that's really the question. They're not going to give Saquon more touches over the next 2 weeks. I think so. That maybe, ship is sailed.
If they're going to do it, it'll be this game.
Yes.
If they feel like he's really rocking and it's like they're winning and that, you know, I could see them being like, all right, if we can get like 170, 180 this game, like who knows?
I
could see that happening depending on game flow and how it goes.
Agreed.
But I agree. I don't think they're going into any game saying we got to force it to Saquon.
And I don't think it'd be the worst thing in the world if the passing game had like three great
totally
games.
Totally,
you know. So
the playoffs.
Yeah. So I am now at a point with Saquon where like, man, I want him to get it. And it would be so cool. And I think the Stoutland point is not something I'd consider.
I thought that
like,
was neat.
That would be like awesome. Like, but I'm just worried it's sailed. Now I hope I'm wrong. I hope when we're doing the post game show and it's like he had 180, like he's definitely gonna get it now, right? Because he gets almost half of it in one game. It's sad, but I think like it's time to move.
Well, the
on
crazy thing is, even let's say he has 180, which would be he's only done that twice this year.
Right.
Like if he gets 20, he's still over 200 yards away. He still have to have 200 yard games in the final two to get there. Like it's not like it's not.
No, I agree, and especially when you consider he might not play.
And I think we could both agree at this point. It like unless it's like 20 yards or 30 yards or something like
that. I don't know. I could get pretty irresponsible. Just 50 yards.
The point is, if it's 100 yards, you're not playing him the last week, right?
Oh. I mean, if he gets through
talking out both sides of your mouth.
I know I am. I think I would know the right thing to do.
All right, let's get to another thing. And this is really, I hadn't thought of this. I probably should have. You brought it up to me prior to the pod, and I think it's so fascinating. The potential to play Washington three times, which if the season ended today, they're playing Washington the playoffs.
At home, yeah.
And if they beat Washington, guess what? That makes it even more likely that Washington's going to be stuck in that seventh spot, right?
Yeah.
So let. How do you feel? And you said this to me, like the concept of maybe not show it all. You know, would you maybe save some stuff for a potential playoff matchup without knowing for sure you're going to play? Also knowing you need wins if you're going to potentially be the ones.
You know what it reminds me of? Last year we had the debate, and people certainly felt strongly about this, with the like, don't show your cards against the Chiefs because you might play them in the Super Bowl, right? And obviously that didn't end up happening. They beat the Chiefs and didn't make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this is and that one I disagreed with you that and
that was more unlikely.
But that was this more unlikely. Like, this is
you could play
very
in a month.
Likely.
Yeah.
Like, they are like the most likely scenario that happens is
that.
Eagles Washington the first
round. Yeah. So another fun fact, teams that are 2-0 in against a team in the regular season and play them in the postseason, you want to guess what their record is?
I bet it's not great.
So I'll give you one big indicator. Well, it's happened 24 times. So that's like a number for you to parse.
I'll bet the team that won twice is like 14 and 10.
Ooh, 15 and 9.
No way.
Yeah, you were so close.
Come on.
Yeah, man. That was awesome. No, I know. Yeah.
But still 9 wins for the team that got swept.
Yeah, so,
impressive.
You know, you go from 100% to
that's
whatever.
What I mean, yeah.
Right.
I thought they would be slightly above because they're better, but like that's fascinating.
So it's an interesting question. Like, so Jordan Mailata was on the Players Lounge this week, and he was talking about the difference between playing a team of first team and the second time. And he said something that I don't think I've ever heard a player say before. He was like, it's tough on the coaches because they have to decide, do you show everything in game one or do you hold something for game two? And it's the first time I've ever heard
someone admit that.
Yeah, that like if you have like, I don't know, 10 plays you think would work really well against Washington just to make something up, like do you use all 10 of them in the first game?
Right.
So. So I do think there is an element. There is definitely an element
something that they think about.
If they watch the tape this week and they're like, this is a major weakness of Washington. Do we want to show them we know it, right? Like there is that part
of it. Fascinating.
I kind of lean hold it.
So
I do. Now, to your point, though, if they lose this week, then it's less likely in theory.
I think both of us pride ourselves on having a really strong opinion on everything. It's just naturally. I have strong opinions about dumb stuff. Emily gets so annoyed. Emily's like, why do you care? I'm like, because I do.
Right.
I'm sorry. The difference between 5 minutes and 3 minutes matters.
Right.
You're like, whatever it is.
You heard the passion in my voice when we started to talk about the stepfather.
Exactly. Yeah. We care. I honestly don't know here. Like my gut says you play to win. My gut says you're going for the one seed still. It is still possible that you get it. You still they're probably going to win the division, but you still have to win to lock up the division first for real, like the right. whole thing. Plus, I do think there is part of something where if you let Washington beat you in this game, it's more likely Green Bay or Minnesota, if they lose a couple, could fall below.
Right.
Not really Minnesota, but Green Bay could fall below Washington. Yeah. And that scares me more. Like, I don't want to play Green Bay in the first round. So I think when I take it all into account, I lean towards just go win the football game. But I get it. And I'm torn. And if they think they can win without exploiting that one thing, like,
well, the other part of it is,
I think you got to go win the football.
Well, we're talking about the 21 game, the 21 play drive. Like, this team is like operating on all cylinders right now. Is there something that would worry you about taking a foot off
totally.
The gas?
Well, so now, that's what
I know this is more a schematic thing, right?
No, but I agree with you. I think I do worry about it. I was thinking about with the Saquon thing. Like, it's the difference if they don't have to play the last game. And I was thinking about the Saquon thing where it's like, most of you just got to kind of do what you do. Like, keep doing what you're doing until, like, it doesn't matter.
And I agree. Now, the tough thing about that is you're kind of hurting your chances along the way in a weird way.
It's a confusing, tough spot to be in.
Like, yeah. I still think I'd probably hold, but, like, I get your point.
Yeah. I'm torn on it. All right. Anything else before we get to my thoughts?
Oh, I mean, I guess just quickly the Jay Glazer thing. So,
oh yeah, good point. So for those who didn't see it, do you want to set it up?
Yeah, so Jay Glazer came out and said that Jalen and AJ spoke in a team meeting to the team. This was obviously prior to the Pittsburgh game, and kind of was like, we're good. And then Brandon Graham spoke to them and said, like, my bad. And then another report came out where he was like, Big Dom and Brandon Graham went to Jalen's house during the bye week. So this was obviously before all this AJ stuff, and talked to Jalen about connecting with his teammates better. Now, AJ told me that the Jay Glazer report about him speaking to the team is wrong. And then Brandon Graham commented on this recent report, said Jay Glazer was wrong. And Jalen Hurts yesterday at the podium said Jay Glazer
just
was wrong.
And just said, not true.
Not
like,
true.
Jalen's like, that's not true.
So here's my take on this. First of all, not to go down a whole rabbit hole of like fake news, media, whatever. Like, Jay Glazer has earned the right to get the benefit of the doubt. He is.
So that's what I said on the radio today when we talked about it. I said, if Jay Glazer and Adam Schefter say it, I just trust and believe it. Like,
right.
I believe they're right. I don't care what anyone else says. Like they are right.
So and,
it, you know,
we have to be honest here with ourselves that the Eagles have an incentive to deny it.
Not just that. Jalen and AJ have lied to us.
Yeah.
Last season, they lied about the Sirianni thing. The
Seattle
that's
a good point.
Like, they have told us we have lied to you before.
Yeah. Yeah. So my take on it, though, excuse me, is this. I think it's a semantics game. I think we're playing.
So I do too. So what,
it's like, well, maybe it wasn't a team.
That's
meeting.
Exactly.
Maybe
what
Brandon
it was.
Didn't go to his house.
So that's
to speak.
What we said. I was like, he might have. That maybe he went. He was at Brandon's house. So this, like, it's something where it's like it happened, but it didn't happen exactly.
There is truth to
Elliot.
It.
I feel like exactly
it's a semantics game we're playing here. So then the next thing is like, well, the first part about AJ and Jalen speaking in front of the team, like, who cares? Like, that's a positive.
Yeah, it's
like,
a good
I don't
thing. I would want that.
Like,
yeah.
like maybe it happened on the field after instead. You know, like, who knows, right? But that's a positive. The Brandon going to Jalen's house.
Yeah, that's a whole separate.
So first, I should note that if we believe there is truth to that, it does also add credence to what Brandon said about their initial dispute.
Because
then obviously this shows that Jalen and Brandon are close, right? So
and the whole 11's try or one's
yes, exactly. Right. Like, obviously.
Like, he did obviously. Defend Jalen in that one.
He did, yes. And he spoke from Jalen's side to an extent.
More or less,
right?
So
my thought on it is this. Like, I view the Jalen as the connecting to his teammates thing a little bit like the passing game, how we talk about it. Where, like, look, is Jalen, like, you know, is he Brandon Graham? Is he Jason Kelsey? Like, no. It just doesn't seem like that's who he is. He is not, like, Mr. Super outgoing, makes everybody feel like
he's
the
not
most...
a people person.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like a super people person, right? But, much like the passing game that we freak out about all the time, he's definitely good enough. like I, you know, we're talking about someone's personality, so I don't want... Like, he's clearly has a good moral compass and all
seen
that
it this year.
Like, yeah, like
well, clearly, I mean, as a human,
yes,
and now he carries himself
does stuff for schools. Elite. Like, yes,
but I'm talking like I've said this so many times on the podcast here. I've been so impressed with Jalen. Like, you
right.
can see him smiling, interacting with teammates, him and Saquon, all this stuff. Like, it just feels like he has gone out of his way to be after games, even like the, like every single game last year they win and they would interview him on the field and he'd be like, not up to the standard. We weren't good enough. Isn't that this year? He's like, oh, it's great to get a win.
He's been a little more.
He's
I agree.
All that. I think he's trying.
Well, did you see the clip of him sticking his tongue out, by the way?
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. Like, yeah. I, like they've celebrated more. Like,
yes.
I, for me, this is a non-story. Like, I think Jalen has done a really good job this year with that stuff, and I think he's improving, and I think he's trying, and I appreciate it.
So I think it also goes back to what we talked about a lot in 2022, which is people view Jalen and Nick as such opposites. I don't view them that way, but I do think if you're going to be opposite, like, they complement each other.
Nick is Mr. People person.
Well, and also Nick is Mr. like, let's enjoy this win. Yeah, I think that's why they stress it so much, because Jalen is Mr. like, on to the next one, da da da. And I think there's a positive to that. So Brandon, if we agree, Brandon talked to Jalen about this in some capacity, I think that's fine. It's not like a red flag to me.
People have things
they have to be reminded to be better at. Like, it's not the end of the world. That's why you pay Brandon to be here. Like, I don't view it as a negative. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, we're fully same page. Again, this is a non-issue for me.
All right.
All right, final thoughts.
Okay, so I don't know where you fall on this in general, so your opinion might not be altered by this. All right. I'm fine with paying for bags. Well, like at a grocery store, right? You pay, like, fine. It is what it is.
It was annoying when it first happened. Like, you didn't know.
10 and cents.
Then, I bring my own bags in now.
Yeah. I try to remember, helps the environment.
And every store does it now.
Yes. But here's my thing. If I pay for the bag and then I'm carrying it and it breaks, I think the store should have to replace what's in the bag. Like, if I have eggs in a bag, right? And I'm walking and that bag breaks.
I get where you're going with this. So,
now, you could argue they should do it anyway. If you're like right outside the store, it's like, come on.
I don't know. It depends on. So the question is, like, how old is your bag? You know what I mean? Like,
No. I'm saying if I pay 10
cents. Oh, if you bought a bag, yes. Then, 100% agree.
Like, if I get like a paper bag.
If you bring your own bag.
You know? No. I'm saying if I'm in the checkout line.
So the only caveat to this is if you bag it yourself and you bag it too heavy, whereas they would not have bagged it as heavy.
Bag's not supposed to break. I'm paying for it.
I get your point that if I've clearly gone over the top. Paying for it. I think the rules change a little bit. I think this is a bit of a gray area because, again, you could be a dumbass and fill it to the brim and think, I got to fit it in one bag. And then that's on you. Like, dumbass. I can say dumbass.
You can say dumbass.
Yeah.
I can say jackass.
Yeah. Jackass.
We've gone too far.
This guy thinks ass is worth it. You know that I won't say the other word. He thinks.
Oh, we've had this conversation.
You know this.
Yeah.
The S word. Is not as bad as ass.
It's not.
The FCC says it is.
So, I disagree with that. Yes,
I know you don't. All right. So,
I think if
I generally agree with you.
Yeah. 90% of the time.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Because, like, I paid for it.
It's like if you bought milk and it was bad. Like,
so, this didn't happen to me, but recently.
Unless it said the date. I'm just
right.
First thing popped my head. Give me a break.
Oh, by the way, funny story. You want to hear something?
Sure.
So, not my sister-in-law, my wife's sister, bought my wife's dad an Eagles hoodie, right? Really nice hoodie, and it had the date they won the Super Bowl wrong.
No.
On the hoodie.
No.
And it was a big time brand. It wasn't like, you don't think of them as a sports brand, but like,
really?
Yeah, the date on it is wrong. And so they returned it, obviously. But I actually think that store should contact everybody they sold it to and be like, here's either a refund or a $50 gift card.
That's absurd.
It has them winning the Super Bowl January 16th.
What?
It's like, once a date's wrong, it's wrong, but that's a fool.
That is trash.
Like, dude, who saw that and thought to themselves intellectually?
How do you not, exactly. And how do you not, double check that before you make a free shirt?
Clearly, the person that designed it did a good job because it's a cool looking hoodie, but it's not a sports.
No,
person.
Clearly. Yeah. We all know.
So, last thing on the bag is I just think, so recently I put eggs, an avocado, bread, and something else in there. Avocado.
I go avocado. That's fine.
Avocado?
I go avocado.
It's fair. That might be the new tomato tomato.
It might be, actually. Tucker, you avocado or avocado?
Just say it. Don't think.
Avocado.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Have a what?
Avocado.
Avocado. There's an O.
Get out of here. You're just wrong. No, that's not an accent. Yeah. Anyway, I just think I felt like the bag was going to break, so I had to carry it from the bottom. And I'm like, I just paid for this.
No, I agree with you. It's a good take.
Thank you.
So for the first time ever, I've done many Zoe final thoughts. This is Zoe's first ever final
thought. Oh, so does she know about the final?
So yes, not necessarily specific to final thought, but she said, will you say this on your podcast?
Okay. Now, is it like a take?
No.
All right.
So Zoe wants me to let everyone know.
Okay.
Literally said, say this on your podcast.
All right.
She ate her first cheeseburger this week.
Wow, that is crazy.
Very, very excited about it. She said, please tell everyone that I ate my first cheeseburger.
What was her review?
Yeah. She liked it. She's going to get enough from a classic.
She had lettuce, tomatoes on it?
No, it was a McDonald's cheeseburger. Okay. We're going, bare bones.
I'm good with a McDonald's.
She liked it. She wanted me to tell the entire listening audience, Zoe has now tried cheeseburger. Also, we were at swimming last I'm sitting. She comes out of the pool, comes up to me, and she goes, "Dad, can I tell my teacher that I had my first experience?"
It's like, be funny if you're like, no, you can't.
I was joking.
Mess up her relationship with burgers for the rest
absolutely
of
not.
No, so yeah. It is crazy to
she's
think.
She's so excited. So if you see Zoe randomly, be like, "Hey, I heard you had your first cheeseburger." Nice.
What if I went up to her? I was like, "I've never had a cheeseburger."
she would be like,
"Any thoughts?
Guess what? I have."
Yeah, she has.
Dive in.
Yeah, it's crazy to think you've done everything in your life at one point for the first
right? time. Right? Yeah, and the last.
Yeah, that's also yeah.
That's a darker way.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Merry Christmas. All right. Yeah. Park spot tomorrow. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, park spot tomorrow. Saturday.
Is there a Thursday night game tonight?
There is.
Okay.
Yeah. It is.
It is Thursday. Chargers. Yeah.
Oh, it was the flex one, right? Wasn't that a flex one? Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the deal Saturday, though. Because obviously, you know, normally 1 to 3 apart. This week.
1 to 4.
1 to 4.
Playoff time.
Extra hour playoff time. Of Go Birds Radio. Playoff radio action. Check us out. 1 to 4. And obviously, again, as soon as the game ends, like 4-ish, whatever on Sunday, bang, right on the WIP YouTube page. All right, we'll be back with the Parks.
It also means tomorrow. If you've never called in, great chance to do it.
Extra time. Extra seriously, hour. Yeah. That extra, that 3 to 4, people are not going to know. You have an advantage.
Exactly. Get spot. Right in.
Get it.
It'll make the hour.
Let
fun,
me tell you, when I see like a California or a Texas or this, and I'm like,
a Denmark.
Ooh, a Denmark. I'm like, that might be a pod list or like it warms our soul.
Agreed.
So please call in. All right. Until then, he's William James.